flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's a football Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz and the McGurks and Rofo. Ike, how are we feeling, buddy?
Why the hell are you yelling?
Come on, man.
Brother Spike, I'm feeling good. It's a football Friday. We're out here at McGurk's and Rofo. Hey, Fritzy Baseball.
Yeah.
We got a championship game Sunday. Let's go!
The people are chanting.
Oh, that's your boy.
More Fritz. More Fritz. Eagles!
That's
62 days till opening day.
He's going to be annoying.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's already been an all-time Fritz day.
That, wow.
I'm letting everyone know early.
That was a, that DB might have been too deep.
Yeah, well, listen, it's NFC Championship game. Do I have to do that every break, by
yes.
the way?
God. Yes.
All right.
Eagles chant every break, right? Make them do it again. Do it again, Jack!
E-A-G-L-E-S! Eagles!
I'm telling you, the E's too deep. It's messing up the cadence.
I can't help that I can hit the DB, unlike the frauds that sometimes call in.
Well, we've got a big show today, as we always do on Fridays. As Ike said, we're at McGurk's in Royers Ford, Rofo.
Rofo.
Rofo. We got Nick Costos joining us for your picks right around 2:40, 3 o'clock. We have Elliot Shore Parks with an injury report. 3:30, Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast. He's going to be in championship mode. 4 o'clock.
Sure
we got,
he will be.
Yeah, 4 o'clock, we got Jaws. We got the top 5 of 5. And all that stuff. So this is a big game, man. Not only do we have the NFC Championship game on Sunday, but it is here in Philadelphia with a chance for our second trip to the Super Bowl in 3 years. And Ike, I start by asking you, if you were to give me one word of how you're feeling in your gut about Sunday's game, what would that word be?
I feel very confident.
Confident would be the word that I would use.
Okay. Confident would be the word that I use. Listen, this game is going to be at home. We're the better team. Unless you have some sort of fear that we're not going to show up and be at our best come Sunday, why else would you be afraid of this game Sunday? Sure, Washington's going to put up a great fight. They're a good young team that we're going to have to deal with for the next few years. But this isn't their time. This is our time. This is the Philadelphia Eagles' time. And so we are the more seasoned. We are the battle-tested team. We've made the deep runs in the playoffs. We know what it means to be in the deep waters when you're trying to get to the Super Bowl. And playing this game at home, I believe, gives us the ultimate advantage. And so this is an atmosphere that Washington has never felt before. They never played in this type of atmosphere before. So I trust that our guys will come out, feed off the fans' energy, and quite frankly, they realize what's at stake. They realize what's at stake. They know how good they are as an overall unit. They know these years don't come by very often, and each year is a year into itself. And so you can't think down the road if you're a Philadelphia Eagles player. You have to realize you're in the moment of potentially etching your names in the history of the game when it comes to the game's biggest stage, and that's being in the Super Bowl and a chance to win the Super Bowl. This team not only has the great opportunity to get there, they really have a great opportunity to be world champions. But we got to take care of Washington first. Damn it, Spike, it's Friday. Get my neck roll! Get my neck roll!
215.
You better move over, Jack.
I know. Yeah. It's feeling a little tight up here.
215-592-9494. We want the word of how you're feeling for this game. Jack, I go to you second. What's the one word?
Two words.
Yep.
Cocky.
Oh, I don't like that.
I know. Yep. I'm starting to get cocky, though. I'm getting about sick and tired of hearing about Jaden Daniels. I love Jaden Daniels. I get it. He's a good player. But that's the only advantage the Commanders have on Sunday. And is it even that big of an advantage? Is it even that big of an advantage at quarterback? Who's to say?
I don't think so.
Who's to say? But it's just...
Don't do that to me on a football Friday.
I'm starting to... I don't have the classic NFC Championship game nerves. I've reached the cocky stage, which I know is a tough place to be in, but I feel it. I feel the cockiness because I think we're 2 weeks away from being in New Orleans.
So for my word, now this is the first time I've been on the air as a WIP host for an NFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. I've never experienced this from this side before. And if I'm being honest with you, which I always am, my one word is terrified. I am absolutely terrified. I'm terrified because of what I saw last Saturday night in Detroit. I'm terrified that they have a quarterback who is playing like the best quarterback remaining in the playoffs right now. And I'm a little worried that they have, and I'm terrified because the two times we played the Commanders this year, they showed no fear. They beat us once with a huge fourth quarter comeback, and even with their quarterback injured in the first game, it was a very tight game until the fourth quarter. So, I think the Eagles are the better team in almost every aspect of the game. I think we should win. I think we are rightfully favorites. But if I'm being honest with you, the word that I have is terrified. I am terrified of this Commanders team on Sunday. 215-592-95.
Someone just yelled, take a blue chew, Spike.
Well, that terrified and that are probably not a super great combination. I don't know.
You're terrified of that, too.
Well, that's probably true. 48. I'm hoping in the next 10 years I become less scared of that. So, and what we'll do for next question today, because we're not going to have time for our next question, is we're just going to judge your word, and the best one will get tickets to see Coheed and Cambria August 27th at Skyline Stage at the Man. Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster.com. All right, here we go. 215-592-9494. Your one word to describe how you feel about Sunday's game. Our leadoff hitter is Corey in Columbus starting us off. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, the word I'm going to describe is I'm ready, man. If I was more ready, y'all think I had some Bluetooth. That's how ready I am to go right now for this game on Sunday. Listen, we've been waiting all year to get to this point, right? The game before we get to the Super Bowl. And the disrespect has been going on for too long. From our own fans, from our own people, from the national media, they've been disrespecting this team. Oh, you know, can this person do this? Can the quarterback do this? If you take away this from her, can you do this? The disrespect will not be tolerated no more. Coming into this game on Sunday, ass whoopings will be handed out. So if your name is on the Commander's roster, get ready to get foot in your ass. I don't care who it is, Jaden Daniels, Dan Quinn, if you run your mouth, Joe Witt, you can get your ass whooped too. Listen, we whooped my ass in the game. Listen, we coming from day one, snap one, and we are putting helmets and everybody's back on the defensive side. You know what this reminds me of? I'm gonna give you a breakdown. A defense that got disrespected, you know, a quarterback that everybody was hyping up that could run around, throw, heading into a championship game. Who does that sound like?
That sound like Michael Vick.
That 0-4 defense running up against Michael Vick. Exactly.
That would have sounded like,
and that's exactly what's going to happen to this team. I don't know. Zach, if you come across that middle, you know, hey, we going to be laying wood on Sunday.
Yeah, all day.
From day one, snap one, we going to be popping. And listen, the quarterback, I'm telling y'all right now, I'm so confident of what's going to happen on Sunday. all that. I don't care about all that. I'm telling y'all right now, we are here. We at the finish line before we get to the Super Bowl. The quarterback will rise to the occasion, and he will deliver. I need the link to be rocking on Sunday when we go out here. We going to come out here with a mission in mind. One goal. To get to the Super Bowl, and the quarterback number one, number 2-6, number 11, and number 6, we're going to deliver for you, baby. They're going to deliver. Sirianni, don't worry about it. You're about to be in the history books, baby. The disrespect won't be tolerated no more. Go Birds, baby!
Go Birds is right. You know,
he'd be the first coach to reach the Super Bowl twice.
For the Eagles.
For the Eagles.
For the Eagles.
Yes.
Yeah, that is a...
we didn't know what you...
Hit the breaking news sound.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I do think...
So would Jalen be the first quarterback to...
No, only Nick.
I do wonder what the effect of winning this game... Philadelphia, I think, has come around on Nick a good bit this year. Not fully, but I think generally everybody this year has gained a respect and an understanding for what Sirianni has done. I think it's interesting to see if they win this game on Sunday and he goes to another Super Bowl, if the national impression of what Nick Sirianni is will change. Because we talked about it a few times in the Coach of the Year, what's it called? The Coach of the Year odds.
Yeah.
He was sitting around 10th for most of the year.
Yeah.
Of a guy who's, you know, 14-3, been in the Super Bowl already, you know, bounced back from a year last year and didn't get much national respect. And even so, when they have conversations about him nationally, it's usually when they're making fun of him, or usually when they're criticizing him, not saying, hey, this guy's actually a great coach. I do wonder if they go to a second Super Bowl, if the national conversation around Nick Sirianni changes.
Yeah, I think it does. But, I mean, it starts from within. It starts from within. And I know this is just your first year here with us, with this team, but it starts from, are we praising Nick Sirianni? Are we appreciating Nick Sirianni? Right? Starts with the quarterback outwardly praising Nick Sirianni, appreciating Nick Sirianni. The organization putting him in a light where he looks like he should be appreciated and revered. And then the national people will follow suit. But the more he's minimized or marginalized, then that's the way the national media is going to perceive him.
Yeah, because you know when the national media has to talk about somebody, the first thing they do probably is check in on what the tone is locally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I mean, if we start to appreciate him that way, I think eventually the national media will. Now, he I'll say this, because I'm not saying that goes the same for every coach. You know, the way Nick would carry on the sideline, that sometimes invites criticism. So he has to overcome that part as well. When you want to be the standout head coach, meaning you're the only one that's doing this and the rest of the league doesn't do that, then you had better be a genius at what you're doing and better win an awful lot of football games, or people are going to look for reasons to criticize you.
I do think it's interesting that
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
National conversation about Dan Campbell did turn.
Yes.
But it has not turned for Sirianni,
right?
You know? 215-592-9494. The one word you have to describe how you feel about Sunday. Colin in Limerick, you're on WIP. What's up, Colin?
Yo. Cautious.
Yo.
Cautious is my word. The reason being is...
Cautious? Wait, you said cautious?
Yes.
Yes, cautious. I was at Tampa Bay That game changed my relationship with Philadelphia sports. I was at Tampa Bay. That was heartbreaking. I thought there was no, this entire Eagles nation thought there was no way that we were going to lose against Tampa Bay and that we were going to go crush the Raiders. And I still haven't recovered. All these years later, I still haven't recovered. But you know what the difference is? The difference is this team this year, Saquon and this defense. I'll tell you what, this team is special, man. Saquon coming in has changed the whole dynamic of this team. What I'd love to see is the sideline reaction to this magic this man makes. Earlier in the year, they showed a clip of he juked, I forget what game it was, and you see Schmitty and AJ just look at each other like, oh boy, baby. And after the Green Bay game, when Saquon kneeled hecka early, the Devontae and AJ sort of doing the fatherly thing, like, come over here, boy. You slid so much earlier. This team, they love each other. They are tight. I'll tell you what. The next time we see these guys is either going to be in a parade or training camp. I want, whether you're watching it on your phone, on a tablet, on a TV, at a bar, whether you're listening terrestrially or whether you're listening over the radio on WIP, the entire Eagles Nation, I want you to be screaming your heads off. When I look in that TV, I want to see flames coming from all of your eyes. I don't want to be able to hear the commentators. I want thunder coming from everyone's voices, no matter where you're at. Because I want the fifth dimension of this universe to feel it. I want nothing but positive energy going to our Eagles for our victory and for our health. And I want nothing but suppression. I want nothing but hopelessness and helplessness for the Washington Commies, that they have no chance to even compete with our Eagles and press to go to the Super Bowl. Give it all you've got. I want you, the entire Eagles Nation, give it all you've got for our boys. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Holy moly. Ike, he said his word was cautious.
Cautious he doesn't kill himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, my goodness. That was awesome. Slow down, Colin. We still got 48 hours, dog.
The best part, too, is he's like, I don't care where you're watching. If you're just watching it on your phone, can you imagine somebody sitting
watching the NFC Championship game on their phone?
And acting like him.
Listen, Sunday, 3 o'clock, can't get here fast enough.
No. Yeah. And thank God it's not the 6:30 game.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Having to wait another 3 hours and another game.
We've been fortunate. Oh, no, we did have a 6:30 game when it was
the Vikings.
You're right, we did. Because I remember the Jags and Patriots being on before us.
Doug remembers it, too. Remember Doug was watching? He said, I'd never do that.
Yeah, I do remember that.
We almost faced Blake.
He wrote a book about it.
We almost faced Blake Bortles in the Super Bowl.
We did?
Oh, man.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Guess what? It wouldn't have meant as much.
No, it would not. No, it would not.
Better beating Tom Brady.
Yeah, Belichick and Brady. Little different than who's the coach? Doug Marone and Blake Bortles. That?
Can you imagine if Brandon Graham's signature moment was stripping Blake Bortles? It doesn't have the same
ring. The Brandon Graham show doesn't even exist.
No, yeah.
Never would have came back.
Yep. It had to be the Patriots and Tom Brady, man. Yep. It had to be.
215-592-9494. Give us the one word you're feeling about Sunday's game. Albert in Maple Shade. You're on WIP. What's up, Albert?
What's up, boys? How we doing?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Albert?
I'm hyped. Let's go. Yo, Ike, let me get some Ike juice.
Bring him up.
He
must have been drinking that Ike juice. There we go.
All right, boys. I'm telling you right now, the Cinderella run, it's over. All right? I want to go out there, and it's over. Every single play, hit him hard. We're going to need a blue shoot. Stop trying to get every play. Move it. We're trying to move it. You're on your head. What's up?
I didn't hear
one word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yep.
Fired up.
Yep. Fired up.
I heard the Eagle chant.
Actually, we have a little thing behind that. So we're at McGurk's in Rofo, And we have a little thing for people to take pictures with behind the 94 WIP thing over here. Can we get Ava? Hey, Ava, could you bring out our little thing? So we sort of have a, I would say, adversarial relationship with the morning show, would you say?
Hashtag anyone
but.
That's
one way to put it.
Yeah, one way. So we have this Joe DeCamera stand-up over here.
Wow.
Completely nude, except for just his jockey underwear.
That's his real body.
Too. Yeah, his real body looks way worse than that, I think.
Worse,
there we go. There he is. Look at that. And there's no way DeCamera looks like that below the waist.
Oh, man. What's going on?
There's simply no chance.
Too close to me.
There's simply no chance. So if you're here
Get it out of Jack's face.
No. Put it right in Jack's face.
Yeah. It's a younger DeCamera, too.
Oh, much younger DeCamera. Yeah. Look at how alive he looks.
He does look younger. Yeah.
So if you're here at McGurk's, we'd love for you to take a picture with Joe and perhaps making a obscene gesture with your hand and post it on social media just to show Joe what you think of him.
He'll appreciate it.
I think you'll really make sure you tag him.
Yep.
Tag him as well. So there he is. So we have this half naked Joe DeCamera stand up as well for you to take photos with. We also have these great t-shirts, the Jeffrey over Josh t-shirts as well. Jeffrey Lurie, of course, and Josh Harris, the owner of the Commanders.
Do you agree with that, by the way?
Yeah, of course I agree with that.
I just want to make sure.
What are you doing, man? Of course.
Sorry, I forgot. I had my own show there that I was, I wanted to see how you'd be.
What?
Well, I forgot we're doing the NFC Championship game live at McGurk's.
Yeah.
Like, we got to get people fired up.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we don't need to argue about the Sixers.
No, please do not. 215-592-9494. Tell us what one word you're feeling for Sunday's game. Brandon and King of Prussia, you're on WIP. What's up, Brandon?
Yo, what's going on, guys? It's Football Friday!
This is going to be all day.
Yes, sir!
Day, baby. Listen,
not you.
I'm going to go all day, too. All right? Listen, I got my one word. Oh, 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 oh! Here we go, baby! We're going to pound the Commodores! Let's go, Bears!
Ooh, boy.
We're just not going to even do real calls.
No, there's nothing.
Wait a minute.
The calls are going to be, what's your word, confident, and then immediately into an Eagles chant.
It's not just an Eagles chant. They're all doing their own little Rios impressions.
Yes. But again, there's only one Rios. Now, we also need an all-time Rios call today.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean.
Oh, he's giving us all-time Rios.
Because he gave us a great one last time.
Yes.
But this is even bigger. My bigger question for you is, if the calls are like this today, if we win on Sunday, what are the next 2 weeks going to be like? Like, what are the...
It's a party, man.
Asking you guys, actually, what is it like to be on the air for the two weeks prior to an Eagles Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, both times have been different.
Yeah.
You know, going into the Super Bowl versus Tom Brady... I think after that NFC Championship game, a lot more people started to believe we can win it.
Yes.
Yes.
Because of the way they performed in that NFC Championship game. So that was certainly a lot of excitement.
And there was extra people were like, the national media is way more, there's no way Nick Foles is beating Tom Brady.
Right. So
right.
We were able to lean into the whole underdog role and being disrespected. I don't know if I felt necessarily disrespected versus the Chiefs.
No.
I mean, that line was... One and a half.
Yep. Against an all-time team.
It went back and forth. So, I mean, that Eagles team had performed so well that year, we felt pretty confident that we could beat the Chiefs. I really did think we were going to beat the Chiefs. I did.
It was neck and neck. It was neck and neck.
Yeah, I did.
Two best teams in football.
I did. I mean, that year, Jalen was playing his best football. And the defense was so smothering that year. I don't think we had come to the conclusion that, well, against a good quarterback, they hadn't really shut that type of quarterback down because they had been so dominating pretty much against every quarterback.
I also imagine a lot of the energy from that week was the idea that it was the start of something.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Jalen, just in his second year as a starter.
It being in the MVP conversation MVP runner-up, yep. So there was like double energy. It wasn't, to a certain extent, in the Super Bowl you played in, it was... Maybe there was the pressure of the years beforehand. It felt like the apex of something, whereas the Super Bowl in 22, the 22 Super Bowl, felt like the beginning of something.
Yeah, when we got in, it was finally.
Yes.
Like, finally, they got in there and made it to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Yeah, that 2022 team, it felt like it was the beginning of something.
Who was better, the 22 Chiefs or the 04 Patriots?
That's a good question.
Especially, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I think I give a slight edge to the 04 Patriots.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think I give us, because their defense was much better.
And that Chiefs defense that year, people forget, was like the worst in the league.
Yeah, because that was the young year. Yeah, they were much better the following
year.
They
clutched up in the postseason.
Yeah, and that was the first year they went without Tyreek Hill.
Uh-huh.
So they had Juju Schuster-Smith as their best wide receiver. They had Travis Kelce still, but...
Right.
That Patriots team had Corey Dillon. Yeah, they were pretty good.
They were pretty good.
They were pretty good.
And it was peak Patriots defense.
215-592-9494. We want to know what word, one word, you're feeling for Sunday's game. Coming up next, not only do we have Nick Kostos in about 20 minutes to give us give you his picks for the weekend, if you want to know where to put your money, and he better pick the right team in this game. But we do have a piece of audio of Jalen and Saquon talking after the game against the Rams. That if you're looking for a piece of audio to hype you up and further believe in who Saquon is, this is a great piece of audio. We are at McGurk's in Royersford. We'll be here all the way up until 6 o'clock. We've got these great T-shirts to give away. We have a half-naked decamera for you to take a photo with. And this place is beautiful, by the way. Every McGurk's we've been to is beautiful. This one is something special. So this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.